Our purpose is to build a holistic voice that creates a community of like-minded, healthy people for a healthier planet. Our goal is to unify the community, nourishing the growth in mind, body, spirit, awareness, and wellness. We want to engage our community and visitors so they have access to powerful momentum of the holistic presence in our community. We do this by creating awareness through interviews, providing education and awareness of cutting-edge modalities. We also provide access for consumers to quality natural health and wellness professional and practitioners and like-minded business that support this community. Thank you for listening with us on Healthy Planet One. Stay with us for the next interview with our next holistic guest.
Welcome, everyone, to Healthy Planet radio program. We are excited this month as our theme is about renewal. We have some wonderful speakers about this subject, and we're so excited and happy to have Joy Peterson with us, who's an international bestseller author and founder and president of Express Success. She is a doctor of divinity and an award-winning licensed spiritual healer and certified spiritual health coach, serving the international business and professional clientele, helping them to identify and solve the cause of their personal and business issues. I think that's fantastic, Joy. Welcome so much to our program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. We're all about renewal and clearing the past and change the future, I think is what you're going to speak about today. Is that right?
Yes.
Great. So tell us a little bit about your background, how in the world you got started, and what are these amazing gifts that I've seen that you have that you share with the world at this time?
Well, years ago, I moved to LA and wanted to work in the entertainment industry and thought, you know, when in Rome, I'm going to work for a motion picture studio, and got a job relatively easy. And while there, a lot of people were networking with me, calling me up while I was working at Paramount, asking me, how did you get your job? And I realized a lot of them were struggling and I didn't. And I couldn't figure out why that was, because I didn't necessarily have the appropriate background to get the right job so easily. So I wanted to find a solution to help them because everyone was struggling. And so I said, well, what would set me apart? And one of the things I learned about was the law of attraction. And the law of attraction is really like attracts like. It's really what you're thinking about, what you believe in your subconscious is what attracts the results that you're experiencing. I didn't have the limiting belief that it was supposed to be hard to break into Hollywood. And that was a big belief system. Everybody believes it's hard to break into entertainment. And in looking at that, I wanted to teach people about the law of attraction and about setting your intentions and manifesting what you wanted with more ease. So I taught specific techniques regarding the law of attraction, and many people had great results in certain areas. And then I noticed all of us, me included, had challenges in a particular area. So I thought, well, the techniques are consistent. There must be something within the individual about that area that must be causing some kind of a block. So I looked for a solution, was introduced to spiritual healing, which would identify what was within the subconscious that was holding somebody back. The subconscious, for example, is the memory bank and computer of the individual, and it stores all memory from the beginning of time. So if they have a limiting belief, a negative emotion, some kind of a block on a particular subject, if they're consciously trying to create and manifest something and their subconscious has a conflict with that, there's a fear, a limiting belief, it will win over the conscious. And that is what it gets demonstrated in the world. So using spiritual
without even knowing too, right?
Right, exactly. You know there's a block if you're not manifesting the results that you desire effortlessly. If things aren't coming easy, if you seem to be stuck on something, you keep getting an opposite reaction or result, then you're putting out there intentionally, you're working really hard, not getting the results that you're looking for. There are internal blocks. And that's what I started focusing on, is releasing those blocks using spiritual healing.
Wow. Well, those aren't always easy to find, are they?
No, it's tough for the average person, and most of us have blind spots in one area or another. And so if you look at your results and you say, okay, this is what's showing up, then it's what is within me that's causing that result to show up, because the outside world is really a reflection of the inside world. So fortunately for me, I have a gift of being an intuitive, and I can connect with someone's subconscious, and I can see what may be stopping them. So what their real beliefs are on the internal level. So it might be they have a fear of failure, fear of success, unworthiness.
And those things are usually hidden from people, right?
Right. Or somebody knows what they are, but they don't know what's behind them.
Oh.
And that's the challenge. If you don't know really where it started, that can be a challenge. And all of this information is buried within the subconscious, and it goes back from the beginning of your creation. So I happen to believe and work with past lives, and I see many of the causes that people are struggling with now starting from a past life. And when we identify the past life situation and clear that using spiritual healing, we release the cause, and that no longer is contributing to a belief system. Now, the challenge lies in there could be a number of contributing causes to a challenge. So it could be lifetimes of something going wrong. For example, somebody wants to be more public. They could have problems from persecution. Persecution is a big topic I clear for people. They've been persecuted in the past. And when we clear that persecution, they'll have more confidence and move forward with ease. They could have another situation occur in a past life where they also were a failure at something. They lost their family, or some tragic event occurred. And that could also be a contributing factor. So it may not just be persecution. There could be other things. And they all culminate to say, oh, I don't want to do that. That's dangerous. So the subconscious wins in protecting that person from possibly being killed again, ridiculed again, having another failure. So they stop the person from succeeding. And that child, the inner child, which represents the subconscious, is doing so out of self-preservation, not to sabotage the person from having what the conscious mind wants.
It's so interesting. I mean, you're really touching on a whole lot of factors that play a role. It can get very convoluted, and it can get even more convoluted because, as you're talking about past lives, what if somebody, have you ever had anybody who doesn't believe in past lives, and how do you work with that scenario?
Well, they probably wouldn't work with me if they didn't believe in it, because it comes up, and it comes up often. So if they're not open to it, they probably wouldn't be open to working with me. But it doesn't matter if they're open to it or not. I can clear it. I actually clear for people through other people. So, for example, I have a woman who has her own business, and I clear her husband, her children, her grandchildren, her son-in-law, his business, the husband going through retirement and his challenges with that. I'll clear all the houses that everyone lives in and all that energy, and anytime they're traveling. And I work with one individual, and I can clear a boatload of data that's blocking people without them even realizing it. I also do it for businesses. So like I have a sales professional who he works for an international company, and then he travels a lot. So I'll clear his international travel, as well as the meetings, the presentation, the sales cycle. But when he's up for meeting his quota, I can look at the specific companies and see where the sales transaction is, and then clear what may be blocking the sales transaction from going through. So I'll clear, maybe it's the legal department or a distraction, or it's fear on the other side, or it's a limiting belief within himself. So I look at all aspects in totality, and I'm just guided and led to what needs to be cleared and released next.
Okay, so there's two things that I want to get clarity on. One is, I want to get clarity on clearing. What do you mean by clearing? And, you know, if we're talking about the salesperson with what he's got to clear, or the businesses they've got to clear, there's clearing their past life. What do you do? Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, it's incorporating spiritual healing, and everything in the world has a spiritual component. There's a spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional. Mm-hmm. I operate in the invisible world on the spiritual level, the energetic component of what's going on. So it's things that the average person may not be able to see or know. Mm-hmm. Actually, God really works through me. So he will often just point me in the right direction. And it's releasing the energy. So clearing is really releasing the block, clearing the energy, clearing the emotion, clearing the limiting belief. It's just releasing it. So there's no more attachment. And it's the emotional attachments from the negative stories in the past that hold things in mind. So when
I'm like taking a big eraser and just erasing them off.
Perfect example.
Okay.
Exactly. It is. It's just like that.
God, I didn't know it was that easy, Joy.
It is. It is. You want to wipe the slate clean, because what happens is, unless you are free, your past is dictating your present and your future. I use this example often. One of the reasons why we'll clear meetings is that you never know who you're going to be connecting with and what your past with them have been. So your inner child will recognize anyone else's inner child from the beginning of time. So you go on a job interview, and you've got all the perfect skill sets, and you're being interviewed by somebody who you killed in another lifetime. Mm-hmm. Say you're on the opposite ends of the military. Mm-hmm. That person subconscious will remember you, know that you killed them. They could see, I see, this is perfect. They're perfect on paper. But the person consciously says, I don't know, something's about this. Something's off. I don't get it. I can't hire them. But when you clear it in advance, you clear that past life and that connection in advance, that subconscious is not going to see that in that moment. They're going to see you, who you are today, and the skill sets that you're bringing to the table. I did an interview where I was clearing for a guy being interviewed, and I didn't even know the town he was being interviewed in, but I said, do you know that company has a Civil War connection? And what the problem is the energy itself in the building, because of the land, is causing people within that company, although they like each other generally, they never see eye to eye, because that energy from that battle is still permeating the land. Once we cleared the land, the employees could then connect and engage with each other and see eye to eye. They understand where the other person was coming from.
So what happened?
He didn't get the job anyway, but because it wasn't the right job for him. But when this stuff is shown to me, we have the opportunity to clear it. So those energies are no longer affecting the individual or the situation.
So if you were working with a company that was in that town, that he got the job.
Right.
So what you're saying to us is that you can clear all that. You can wipe that out. So there shouldn't be that lack of seeing eye to eye type of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do that all the time, because I'll tune into a company and I'll see what some of the limiting beliefs and what the blocks are. Usually if somebody is at the helm, we work with them. I work with the individual. They have an internal compass. They have an internal wheel of commerce. I look at that for the company itself. I've done it for the United States. The United States has a wheel of commerce. So in 2008, I was working with the wheel of commerce for the United States so the economy wouldn't tank. So you identify internal components that the average person can't see. You clear that. You release basically the emotions and limiting beliefs from the wheel of commerce, and the wheel, I can see the wheel start moving, and then the economy shifts for the individual.
That's an awfully big job, Joy.
Yes, it is.
And how long have you been doing this?
Since 1986.
1986. Wow. So, I mean, there's so many things that we could ask you, and I know you gave us some questions, but I'm like, well, maybe let's just start with this one. Can you shed some light or provide some positivity on all the turmoil that we're seeing in the world today?
Yes. So we're in the time of tribulation that was prophesized, and it's showing the world of duality, dark and light, and it's bringing up everyone's past lives and their karma and their challenges so they can recognize them and choose, how am I going to relate to this? And what do I need to release? So what I've done in the past is clear a boatload of darkness from the planet, for example, and from the karmic effects on humanity and things like that. But there's a lot of programming from a world run by darkness. So that programming and limiting beliefs from society, from culture, from past lives are still wreaking havoc on the individuals. But it's all now coming up. All it is coming up to get released, because we're now moving into the new golden age where we will experience a life of love, joy, peace, balance, freedom, and abundance. The sooner people can get off from themselves, their own imbalances, their own anger, their own judgments, their own hatred, and choose peace from within, the faster the world will shift overall. But it's all moving in the right direction, although it looks pretty ugly.
I know. I was going to say, how do you get off of your anger and your judgments? I mean, that's a pretty broad statement, right?
Well, it is, because people they're used to being victimized, and they feel like they've been victimized. But if they take 100% responsibility for the way in which they're perceiving the world, and let that go, and look at what is within me that's causing this or this reaction within me. Because any time anybody is triggered, it's because something's within them. They can't get triggered if something isn't within them to be triggered. Mm-hmm. So if somebody watches the news and they see something bad happen, if they can be compassionate, but if they're triggered and get an emotional reaction more than just compassion, mm-hmm. they know that there's some unhealed emotion within them. There's some experience that they may have had, even in a past life, that is reacting to that story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kimberly, you've got a question.
Yeah, so I'm listening, and this is all really fascinating. I've read all of Dr. Brian Weiss's books. I've met him and his daughter over in Fort Lauderdale because he originated in Miami. And so past lives, I think some people may have heard him and be congruent with that. Do you do past life regression, let's say, if somebody comes in? Or is it through your own meditation that you connect with their blocks and also do your clearing? That's what I'm trying to understand. Is your clearing through meditation and then communicated with a potential client?
I know. I told Brian years ago, I said, I'm so happy he's out on the marketplace doing this, because he has credentials and I have a gift.
Yeah.
And what I do is I tune in and I will see the past life. I can give them all sorts of graphic details, or I'm not guided to in some cases. I'm guided to just clear it. So I don't have to, but sometimes people will ask for more. And sometimes I can tell them the whole story. I do tell people this: you're not coming to me to find out the lifetime you were a fairy princess. You're coming to me because there's a problem, and I will identify the problem. So I might go in and I might see the times you were hanged, tortured, burned at the stake, beheaded. Uh-huh. And that person doesn't feel or experience that while we're talking about it. I'm just going, oh, you were hanged. Okay, let's release that.
Yeah, because Dr. Brian Weiss used to communicate back with his patients, so then they had an understanding of why things were happening or why they had a pain in their side and they were stabbed in the back at that point at some past life, or, you know, a person that they meet. And it was really fascinating, I mean, all the book. So this is really great.
Yeah, I will tell them what they need to hear. Most of the time I'm working really fast because the goal is to just get it off. If the subconscious releases it, they don't necessarily have to consciously understand it. However, I will say this, if there's karma involved, if the individual created karma, often that's the time when I'm guided to tell them what their mistake was and what it caused. And then they can understand it better.
So brilliant, honestly.
I think it's better than reliving, like, oh, in Salem, I was burned at the stake because blah, 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 blah. You're just actually energizing.
You probably were, Patricia.
I know I was. The point is it's about just clearing it. And that's what I'm hearing from you, you, Joy. And I understand, Joy, you've got a book that addresses how to change your life. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Archangel Michael came to me in 2004 asking me to write a book, which is really his words. I channeled his words, Wisdom of the Guardian, Treasures from Archangel Michael to Change Your Life. And he's very succinct, and he walks through all different things from career, parenting, money, all different kinds of relationship issues. And he will address his viewpoint on how to change that, how to have another perspective. And he also has in the back of the book little prayers and treatments and exercises to help somebody release on their own.
Beautiful.
Wow. Have you had people who have used that book and that's changed their lives? Can you give us an example?
It's hard to say because a lot of the people that have really read the book have been clients of mine. I mean, people have reported over the years that they feel Michael's with them, and he is. And some people I know keep the book with them always. They travel with it and everything. So they refer to it and use it whenever. The thing to remember is in clearing, you can have a result 1 minute and then find you're having a challenge the next. And it's because what you just experienced and were challenged with can be released. And then if something gets triggered again, there's another memory. So it's not always the same story that was contributing to a specific outcome. Like, I clear money issues all the time for people. Mm-hmm. And there may be issues about money that are coming up, specifically about money. Then there's issues with self-esteem, self-worth, a lifetime of prostitution and selling themselves, which they find awful. So they don't want to do that again. And that might be a block. Mm-hmm. They might have had money stolen, or if they became successful, they lost their family for another reason. And all of those contributing factors could show up in somebody not making enough money. And you're successful at clearing, you know, this story, that story, another story. And you have to keep going until all the stories that are contributing to that outcome are released.
Wow. This is amazing.
Oh, we can keep you engaged for a while.
I'm learning so many new things about Joy. I love this.
Yeah. And Joy, I just want to mention, I know you've got a website that people can go to. What is the name of that?
It's joypeterson.com, and it's joypederson.com.
And on there, you also talk about how you are in your relationship with Archangel Michael.
Yes, which is quite unique. Michael came to me years ago, and he was the one who asked me to join him in a healing practice. And he actually made this whole business more formalized for me. And that's been a unique journey because we have a very specific relationship, and he works through me in order to clear darkness specifically, besides the other things that we're working on.
Oh, that's really awesome. Now, I want to ask you your last and final question for our listeners. Is there something you'd like to say to them specifically? Is there a gift that you have that you want to make them aware of?
I have a number of free gifts at www.giftsfromjoy.com, and there are a number of reports and different things there, which anybody can access for free. But people need to know that there's more light in the world than ever. Things are moving in the right direction, and it's just about letting go of what's not serving you. So when you choose love, joy, peace, balance, freedom, and abundance in the moment, and can return to that state before making any choices, you're not creating from an imbalanced manner, and then life becomes easier. And if you learn the art of surrendering all to God and allow God to work through you, everything becomes really easy.
And that really speaks to our theme of renewal for this month, because if we can do what you're talking about, and thank you for that, that there is a lot of light coming into the planet at this time for all of us to help all of us. That's very encouraging, because sometimes with all the turmoil, it's very challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot coming up. And of course, even if you're in good shape, you're dealing with others that have a lot of emotions coming up too. So if everybody has compassion for each other and just tries to go back to that place of peace, it'll be easier for everyone.
Oh, thank you so very, very much for joining us today. And for our listeners, you can find Joy at joypeterson.com. And we really look forward to working with you more, Joy. There's a lot I can think of that I need to clear too.
Happy to. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners. We've got more people to listen to. And at this point, stay with us. Thank you, Joy.